Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Kicking off the week. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show, and it's going to take a minute for it to kick up because I didn't actually pre-position this. This portion brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Let's see how long that takes. One, Mississippi. Two, Mississippi. Three, Mississippi. This is ridiculous, Mississippi. There it comes. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Not exactly a glowing review on Apple's instantaneous click and it happens, is it? Hey, this weekend, Saturday to be exact. Let me preface this by saying this. I am very lucky to have some sponsors that will build some very nice firearms for me. And then they always, all right, how many, what, how, okay. Let's make that mute. Let's kill that right there. I've got too many things happening. Anyway, and when they build me a gun, most of the time what they want to do is they want me to be able to track it because they know I want to do something special with it when I get it. And agency, Mike Parks called me the other day and said, hey, Bill, gun one is on its way. I'll be sending you tracking information. Well, I got the tracking information, and it was a little frustrating because it ended up, it comes first to Greenville, South Carolina, where that's the bigger hub within the upstate, and it sat at the Greenville post office for 17 hours, but then it finally made it to Upstate Armory Group, and I got to get my hands on it. Now, this is it. This is the And the camera's not going to do it justice. I'm going to do high-resolution video of this, and I will post it up on Facebook and on YouTube, although most of you seem to look at it more on Facebook. This is the Agency Arms field gun. Now, you'll notice there's some slide reduction on it and everything else. But you also notice that there's no cutouts on the slide. And that's to minimize stuff getting inside it. Although we know these are Glocks and we know it really doesn't matter. The field gun was heavily, I think, influenced to a certain degree by Aaron Cowan. Because this is the gun that he carries. When I got with agency, I said, I want the guns that Aaron carries. So this is the Glock 19 that he carries. Now I have one just like it. One thing about it that sets it apart from most other gun modifiers that I see out there, and I don't know if you can see it in the camera, maybe if I do it at that angle, on top of the gun in front of the iron sight is a plate. And should you decide later on down the road to buy an RMR or any sort of optic that would fit, two screws takes this plate off, and the RMR cut is already in the gun. Additionally, this one came with a magwell, which is a add-on that you can get done, and I got two extra magwells just in case I don't like this one. And the gun itself, they take the proprietary trigger to Agency Arms is straight. One thing they have in common with the, I'm pretty sure this isn't plagiarism. I think this is just having to do with the fact that armed professionals are actually these guys carrying the guns or designing the guns. The trigger pull on this is a very crisp 4 pounds. Very nice. The reset is very nice. Very tactile. It comes out. The other part of it that I like is the gun, where it's hitting the wall, is almost instantaneous. So there's no take-up. That's my biggest complaint about the Glock trigger is the slop in the take-up, because you don't know where it's going to go. You don't know when it's going to break. This one, as soon as your finger gets on the trigger, anticipate it breaking. The thing I say that is similar is that the Robar Glock that I have, that I recently got, also has a 4-pound trigger break. Right now, the Robar is being shown to some prospective people that may want to go that route with their Glock, or I would be showing it to you. I'm going to do a video because, interestingly enough, this gun in this trim, as you see it here, if you wanted to get this gun, if you were considering modifying a Glock, this gun and the Robar Glock that I showed you last week are virtually identical in the price that it takes to get your gun customized to that degree. Which, compared to some others that I have talked about in the past and shown you in the past, is roughly half. It is roughly half of what you would normally pay with certain other people. The other thing about this gun and this company is that you can do this piece by piece if you want to. You can pull your slide off your gun, send it to them, and they'll reduce the slide. They don't do anything internally to the barrel or anything internally to the parts inside the gun besides replacing the trigger. When you get the gun back, you'll get a little plastic bag with your original sights and your original trigger. And your original, they do replace the guy rod. Because the guy rod, which I don't know if you can see this, I'm almost certain you can't. The guide rod actually has a bushing around it on this one. I'm pointing the gun at the camera and everybody's going, "He's pointing guns at us!" This is, for what it is, this is the kind of gun that is a bargain once you get it built. I mean, you're talking $1,300 for the full service, the full everything, the frame, the trigger, the slide. This is a gun that's designed by people that Mike Parks and is a police officer. And you know what? I guess I can just go out and say it. I'm going to go out because this is the truth and it has nothing to do with anything else going on. You may have remembered that I used to do an ad for a company called Salient Arms. Salient Arms was actually cut by what is now Agency Arms. The slide work and everything else that you see in a Salient gun originated with these guys because they're the ones that own the 5-axis CNC machines. And there's nothing wrong with me saying that because that's simply the truth. The good thing about these guys is that with this gun, you're getting as good a gun as a Salient gun. Each one of these guns, they're as good as the next. Which, at a later time, we're going to do a little expose. That's all I'm going to tell you. And oh my, that'll be a fun day. Each one of these guns are, from my understanding, from people that own them, they are identical as far as the quality and everything else. This is why they take, I mean, Mike Parks, they have to go through to a certain process and get to a certain point until Mike Parks will allow them out. And then when he allows them out, well, off they go. And they get to their owner. Right now, currently, this is somewhat cool for me. This is the only one like it in South Carolina. I have the only Agency Arms pistol in South Carolina, and I've got the second one on the way. Check them out at agencyarms.com. When we get back, An anti-gun activist has got her own boat now, her own Navy boat. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I am so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Hey, one thing I neglected, and in the chat room they are asking me about this now. So there's a couple things I missed when I was describing the agency gun real quick. Let me do that if I may. The frame does have the most uniform stipple job I've ever seen in my life. In addition, you have a reduction on the front tip of the trigger guard, and it is a fourth gen Glock. So this one came with five different textured back straps, three that are normal, two that have beaver tails on them. And the most important part about this that I neglected to mention altogether, because it is fourth gen, they take away the finger grooves on the grip. It is a straight grip, so it sort of changes the angle a little, but only discernibly as far as the way you feel it. There'll be more about this later. But it's a radio show, so let me move on and talk about some radio stuff. You know, I'm talking about a gun. It's really cool. It's bad. Let's talk about something else. The USS Gabrielle Giffords was christened this past June. Yeah. A gun grabber has her own naval ship. It's a 419-foot ship built in Alabama. It is the Navy's 10th literal combat ship designed to operate in shallow waters near the coast. According to the Navy Times, the Democrat left Congress and later founded an organization that supports gun control. Ship was named after her because of characteristics she exemplified after the attack, according to unnamed officials, per the Navy Times. So now, folks, now we have an agenda floating. Now we have this out on the water. Now, U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords, prior to the very unfortunate attack on her, was a nobody. Her claim to fame is, and I'm happy she did, to be honest. I'm happy she survived it, but her claim to fame is surviving an assault by a psychotic homicidal murderer. And now that has been amplified into, she's become the poster child for every anti-rights gun control scheme cooked up by the usual suspects. Although, she's able to gather her own funding. She doesn't need Bloomberg. She's one of the few. She's one of the few. You know, the sad thing about her is I don't know if she actually supports any of these things that they trot her out for. she's a gun owner. She has posed many times on a gun range with all the evil, ugly ones. She has shot them and smiled about it. Now they take her out on a range, they put a gun in her hands, which I don't know how smoking hot an idea that is with her. Not because I don't trust her, but because I don't think she has motor skills anymore. They let her pull the trigger, and then they swarm her to take the gun away from her, and everybody says, see, Gabby's a gun girl. I think it's a 50-50 chance that she actually is somewhat of a Second Amendment moderate herself, and that her handlers are taking advantage of her post-assault condition. There are, interestingly enough, no close, unregulated contact or interviews with her allowed. Nobody's allowed to sit her down in a chair without her handler, Mark Kelly, her husband, being there, of course. What would have really been cool is if there had been a mix-up, because right now Mark Kelly's brother, who's also an astronaut, he's doing a year in space. Mark Kelly, the would-be straw purchaser, he's still here on Earth. Now, the idea that the Navy would use such a polarizing and politically incorrect partisan person to name a new boat sort of reflects the changes that the military has gone through in the years here lately. The changes have worried and concerned a lot of longtime military personnel for many years along with it. Now, Gabrielle Giffords' husband is a former naval officer, and I don't know if he had anything to do with the naming decision. Though it's hard to imagine how the decorated former astronaut could actually be excluded from the process, if not key to it happening. And at this particular moment, any attempt by us to find out how this actually happened would serve no functional purpose, since it's done. If anybody out there has details as to how that happened, my email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. The U.S. military has been downsized. It has been softened. It has been feminized. And I mean that in the most negative of senses, with lowered standards, etc., etc., and weakened in numerous ways, dramatically so. All of this began under Bill Clinton. Actually began under George H.W. Bush, who was very instrumental in making sure that base armed guards have no ammo, which has facilitated and heretofore been unrescinded. But it facilitates these attacks on soldiers on bases domestically. Although now, even in my home state of South Carolina, the governor has gotten out and said that after a need to study something, she has said that the National Guards can have guns and ammo. In a lot of cases, the police are the ones that have to protect the soldiers, when actually the soldiers themselves would do a very good job doing it themselves. One military man, though, who's asked not to be identified, says, what's next, the USS Sarah Brady? He doesn't believe anybody would be surprised by that, though it would be a ultimate insult, and he suggested that the news media would probably welcome that as well, as we become a kinder, gentler military. The military was never meant to be kind and gentle. They were meant to be bloodthirsty and destructive. But now we're gone politically correct. That's cool. When we get back, competitive shooters versus defensive shooters, how does that dynamic work out? On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. From time to time, simply because, you know, if I'm honest with myself, intellectually honest with myself, I have carried a 1911 and trained with a 1911 more than any other gun I've ever owned. Trained with them in the military, carried them for a long time in the military. When I carry one, there are two possibilities of what's going to be inside that gun in a single stack 1911. It's either going to have a 7-round magazine, in which case I carry a cocked and locked, which means an 8th round is in the barrel. Or it's going to be an 8-round magazine, in which case a 9th round is going to be in the chamber, and I'm going to be cocked and locked carrying that way. Having set that stage, back in the day, a prime example of what we're about to talk about, you could see on Miami Vice. I believe it was the 3rd or 4th episode. It was called The Hit List. And in The Hit List, there's a limousine that drives up, and all of the bad guys get in the limousine. And the Argentinian, the supposedly Argentinian assassin, blows them away with a spaz shotgun. Then a very inept bodyguard runs up on the assassin, who puts his hands up in the classic make-ready steel shooting competition posture, but their hands up in the air. The guy, as he looks away haplessly in the remaining seconds of his life, gets a lightning-fast draw from concealment by the assassin with the 1911, and he does a classic Mozambique, two to the chest, one to the head. Then, after he has just shot and killed his last opponent, he drops the magazine on the gun and ejects the round that has been chambered and drops the gun. Remember that. Now, the reason, this guy's name is Jim Zubiena, and he was something to, in his day, back in the 80s, he was something to be seen. I don't even know what he does nowadays. He was also in Manhunter. He was in the movie Manhunter. But Jim Zubiena, check him up. Check him out. He was in The Hit List. The episode he was on is The Hit List on Miami Vice. I think it was 3 or 4. It's the one where Rodriguez gets killed, the first lieutenant, before they actually got Edward James Olmos. Anyway. Anyway. John Farnham has noticed that with people that are trained competitively, that they have trained so incessantly in their drills, including clearing the weapon, that they have developed some bad habits. Let me make one thing abundantly clear. A competitive shooter knows how to shoot fast and knows how to keep it on target, knows how to acquire sights, knows how to introduce the weapon really quick. There are a couple of things that go along with that that, you know, sort of are a little soft. They are running a highly modified weapon. They are running it in a highly designed, over-engineered holster that you couldn't conceal it if you were wearing, I don't know, a tarp. Everything is geared towards speed and mechanic precision, and including the technique. But those are, nonetheless, all of those are very good skills to develop. John Farnham wrote about a recent rifle course that he taught, which was made up of defensive-minded shooters and shooters from the competitive sport shooting world. What they found was interesting. Now, the ability to hit the target and hit it fast and hit it a lot is a very good thing. So that's a plus for the competitive shooter. However, with a competitive shooter, when they shoot competitively, one thing they do, they have a finite number of rounds that has to go on the target. So when they say 5 rounds on the target, 2 to the chest, 3 to the head, they go bam, 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 and then they drop their weapon to look and see what they've just done or to move to the next thing. Because this is all about time. This is, has nothing to do with tactics or strategy. That's a very bad technique, and in a real gunfight, that would get you killed. You do not shoot and stop to admire your handiwork. You shoot until the target goes down, and then you keep your weapon trained on the target until you're either out of harm's way or you have disarmed the target. The competitive shooter might tell an instructor that teaches defensive combat, "I would never do that in a real gunfight." Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. You are going to. I had my Pop Warner football coach. His name is Steve Marche. Still alive today. I think he lives in Myrtle Beach, as a matter of fact. He would get us on a constant basis, and if we weren't practicing as hard as we could, that was his only thing. He just wanted us to practice as hard as we could because he would tell us, you play the way you practice. And Steve Marche, that was, I have lived with that since I was 13 years old, brother. Thank you very much. You will fight as you train. Now, what are a couple of things that could be wrong with that sort of behavior? When your firearm is lowered to check out your handiwork after you've sent a string of ammo downrange, you're not moving. You're standing still. You're looking at the target and not following the target to the ground or looking for additional threats. You're more likely more than likely emotionally starting to relax, and the peak of your mental game has come and gone. And worse yet, you've probably gone back to indexing your finger on the frame of the weapon. That's not real world. When the gunfight is on, the gunfight is on. And the gunfight's going to be on until it's over. And that means target down and no longer a threat. This is not the time to sit back and say, "Did you see where I put those?" Lethal encounters are completely unpredictable. You do not know how your rounds are going to affect somebody when you hit them in the best of climates. I keep going back to that cat that was eating the face of the two homeless cats. Remember, they got naked and they were laying on the street and one rolled over. And no, this wasn't going to be a gay thing. This was a cannibal thing. He started eating the face of the other homeless guy. Miami-Dade's finest rolls up. Guy pulls out his Glock 22, pops him twice with the 40 cal. And the guy looks up at him with his blood gorged, spidered face and growled at the police officer. And the police officer had to shoot him six more times to get him to stop doing what he was doing, which was he ate the face away of this guy. I've seen pictures of this guy. This guy will never be the same again. Can't see. I don't know what he can do. He's alive, but that's it. That's all he's got out of it. When you're training for defensive pistol and when you're training for, this is much like the martial arts. In the martial arts, in the old days, in point fighting, as soon as you score a point, you're backing away because they stopped the fight right there. When you get in a real hand-to-hand situation, you actually do a good tag. If they're not going down, that has to be followed up by the next one and the next one and the next one. You may end up on the ground and then you're doing other things. That's where it begins. Don't confuse one with the other. They're very different things. They have the same tools in place, but don't confuse one with the other. We're going to be right back. Home defense is an AR better than a shotgun on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now check it out. In your home defense setup, item number one has got to be a handgun. Remember that. Remember that. It may be the only item. Now, I'm sure that he has other things close at hand, but according to Chris Costa, his go-to setup is a Glock 19 with a suppressor and a Surefire flashlight. And it might have an RMR on it by now. I don't know. In any event, that actually has a whole lot of thought involved. He's got illumination. He doesn't have to worry about losing his hearing. And as his eyes aging, just put that dot on it. However, here's the thing about handguns. Handguns are notoriously bad as stoppers. That's why when you're a competitive shooter and you lower your aim to take in your stuff, that's a bad thing. Because you may have to send some more rounds downrange. Because of the weakness, the anemic performance, compared to a rifle of a handgun, okay? Choosing a weapon for your home defense is a very, very serious matter. And like I said, got to be a handgun somewhere involved in that. Moving on, though, a long gun is going to end the fight, whatever it is, in a home invasion, quicker. Now, the thing about a handgun, it's easy to keep a handgun with you at all times, whereas carrying a rifle or a shotgun around the house with you is sort of bad. But at least you might have one within arm's reach, and if you have the handgun, then you might be able to fight your way to it. If you're one of the homes that are getting invaded every 12 seconds here in these United States. Having the handgun, however, does not constitute a home defense plan. The AR and the shotgun both have more lethal reach than any handgun out there. They have a lot more power. They're easier to shoot with precision. And it really comes down to, you know, it comes down to a bunch of pluses and minuses, none of which rule out either one of them. That's the moral of the story. And either one of these will work for you. The shotgun, one of the things about the shotgun comes in a whole lot of different configurations. A double-barreled shotgun with double-aught buck in it, fired with both barrels, is delivering 16-shot pellets, roughly the size of a .22 caliber, at about 187 feet per second. That's how much energy is getting dumped. One of those is not lethal, of course. One of those, just one of those hitting you is not going to be lethal. If you're close and all 16 hit you, well, they're going to need a mop. Okay? The other thing about shotguns is shotguns have long been ingrained as home defense. They're cheaper, okay? They're less expensive to buy. Even the ones that cost less than the, you know, the premium ones. And when I say premium, I'm not talking about Remington and Remington and Mossberg. I'm talking like Beretta and Benelli. Even the cheaper ones, the less expensive than the Remingtons and the Mossbergs, are going to perform upon pulling the trigger about the same way. Barrels can only, you know, there's only so much a barrel's going to do with a shotgun. The carbine, or the short rifle, has always cost more than a shotgun. And for most people to shoot them accurately, it requires a bit more training because there's other things involved in it. With a shotgun, all you can hope to have happen, especially with some of the variants, is a misfire. With a semi-automatic, of course, you can have stoppages. With a pump, you could have stoppages. All the pumps are a little easier to rectify. Now, just because the old wives will tell you that a shotgun is the best home defense gun does not necessarily make that so. Most of them were married to your Uncle Bob at the time. And, you know, at its very basic level, a shotgun always, it allows for a slight bit of point or aim to give a little variance to your impact point. But, like everything, it has its limits. And with the shotgun, the limits are in distance. If you're running some pattern of buckshot, no matter what it is, whether it's birdshot on up, it disperses the further it gets away. With a typical shotgun double-aught buck round, you've got something going out at 1,250 feet per second, 54-grain double-aught buck pellet, and it's going to hit at 187 foot-pounds of kinetic energy, which, like I said, is like a .22 or a .556 for that matter, you know, 54-grain. If you can hit your attacker with every pellet, it's like shooting the bad guy with a bunch of times. On the other hand, the 55-grain wobbler, as I call it, this is the round that I run in my ARs. I carry the inhumane round, the one that wobbles and tumbles. That will strike with 1,000 foot-pounds of energy. However, there's a difference. With the shotgun, you are hitting with 8 rounds at 187 foot-pounds, where with this you're hitting in one spot with 1,000 foot-pounds of energy. All directed at a single spot. So, there is a bit of a difference. There is a bit of a difference there. The 55-grain 5.56 is notorious if it hits bone, what it will do internally to somebody. And I don't know how you aim for bone. They can expand and fragment, whereas shot pellets almost never do that. That's another thing. Shotguns can fire slugs. And slugs are wickedly powerful projectiles that will make a big hole, and they're hard to stop. A 3/4-ounce slug from a 12-gauge will deliver about twice the energy of any .223 Remington load and will make a very, very big hole going in and going out. If you hit a target with a slug, it's going to sting a great deal. So whether it is a shot or slug, a shotgun is going to throw a very large payload, although albeit it may be moving a little slower. 9 double-aught buck pellets weigh about 480 grains, which is about 9 times heavier than any 5.56 223 round. And to push that cargo out of the barrel when you pull that trigger, that takes a lot of energy. And that energy is expelled two ways. It is expelled out the end of the barrel, and it's expelled against your shoulder. They kick 8 to 10 times harder than an AR-15. The recoil is a big detractor with a shotgun. It's not the reason that many people will adopt it, and it is the reason many cannot shoot it well. And it's also the reason many don't want to shoot it at all. To be sure, small people can shoot it. They do it all the time. But somebody that picks it up that has shot nothing but ARs in the past, and I've seen this happen, and they try to shoot it, the shotgun the same way, are in for a bad surprise. Now, is there a sensible choice between the two? Practically speaking, in a home environment, there's not a lot of difference. In everything but the worst of the Zambi applications, the shotgun will serve you well. It'll be cheaper out of the box, is simpler to operate, and it will, you know, you'll be good to go. If the Zambies are coming across the pasture, however, they're not going to do very well unless you have a whole lot of slugs and you have practice with them. And then you can keep a shot inside of a 3-inch circle at about 50 yards. Anything else after that, then you're going to have a different result. The AR is going to work at greater distance all the time. Now, when my shotgun gets back from Robar after it's had the Hammer of God treatment, I probably will have both beside my bed, an AR and the Hammer of God. It'll be sort of like having a bag of golf clubs, I guess. But closer than that will be the handgun. Because I don't even know if I actually wake up by the time the home invader makes it inside my home. And, I got to cover all those bases. I'm going to take my licks, but I'm going to do my best to come out ahead. In any event, let's flip into hour number two, shall we? When we get back, we're going to talk about the bullet train in France. Just because it's happening. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.